Local music at its best. The Short Straw on MFM 92.6. Move to the music. Say anything, bringing us to quarter past us. Quarter past three. I was going to say quarter past two, but Mark is in studio. And yeah, what's up?
Where's our jingle?
Don't
worry about the jingle. It's quarter past three, not quarter past two.
Oh, wait, let's do this again. It's quarter past three. It's time for us to get into some bits and bytes.
Time for the Tech Know-It-Alls. It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT Department.
And Mark is in studio today.
There we go. Now I can start talking. I've got this cue.
I forgot. Sorry.
No worries.
I was just like, okay, something's missing. Yeah. But welcome back, Mark. Thanks. Been a minute since you've been in here.
Yes.
How have you been?
And I just saw you going fist pump in the air when I told you about Showmax and
I did. We were
on
talking.
Tap TV.
We did. And I was actually just excited because they had Game of Thrones.
Yes.
We tried out
On Tap TV.
And yeah, on Tap, you're not on point.
Yes.
Because they don't have Game of Thrones.
That is the litmus test. That is the test we need to do. You go to any video on demand service, you search, do you have Game of Thrones?
Yeah. If they don't have it, then they're not quality.
Exactly.
But let's talk on Tap TV.
Yes. So it's a new service. They charge about between 69 Rand and 89 Rand a month. The nice thing they have is that they allow you to download one. And you know, watch it later.
Yeah.
When you don't have internet connection, which might work for when you're on campus and you go home, which you don't have a nice internet, so you can actually kind of download the sort of series or episode list you want to later and watch later.
But you have to subscribe, and that's the thing. I'm not about subscribing. Do you think it's a safe bet to subscribe to something?
I do. I mean, if you look at the high quality reputable services, I mean, Showmax is by Naspers. I mean, it's a very highly reputable company, and all of them basically like MTN Front Row.
Mm.
As long as they've got easy ways to unsubscribe, and most of them have. I mean,
Are you sure?
Yeah, they should have. I mean, if they could, hopefully they can month to month. What is bad is if you go for a year. So there's per month, but actually it's per year. Rather go for the ones that you can stop it after a month.
Tried them out?
I haven't, because I've got DSTV, so I haven't.
Jeez, we don't need to. We just got that DSTV decoder.
But I mean, comparing the price, if you just watch series, I mean, you can go on Showmax or on Tap TV. So we're talking about on Tap TV, but we can really talk about all the video on demand services. And they're really, really coming down to their prices, and I'm impressed with Showmax.
How much are they?
99 Rand a month.
And on Tap TV?
69 to 89 Rand a month.
But now you see.
Yeah.
On Tap TV is 66 and they don't have Game of Thrones.
I mean, we just went. You went to Showmax and you said Game of Thrones. It said all five seasons.
And on Tap had nothing. I'm sorry.
Yes. I mean, I'm sure there was something that some people want to watch.
Yeah. So let's not count it out too much.
No, sure not. But I mean, anyway, so I don't know, you're into sport, but the Rugby World Cup.
Yeah, it's underway. I am, but I must admit, I'm not as a fanatic about rugby as I am about cricket and soccer.
Okay.
I think if I had a list, rugby would be third.
Okay, well, I mean, it's a World Cup, and all like all
everyone's
World
got fierce now.
Yes, exactly. And I like this big South African flag on your wall. So there's a nice app that you can get, because I always wonder, what's the next fixture? What was the score?
Yeah, because not everyone can go onto the website and check out the details.
Yeah,
so that would be easy to have.
On your phone, there's a nice official Rugby World Cup app. And you know, we have it for now, and we just uninstall it later. Because for now, it's useful, and it's free, and you get all your information about what's happening on the rugby. Go on your app store. It's on Play, and it's on Apple.
I actually saw that the app, I checked it out in the week, and it said that you can actually download or listen to some of the team's anthems. You can take a look at the sweaters.
There's photos about the team.
Truth.
Follow the team.
Yeah.
All.
And you can literally, if you don't know rugby, you can literally just click on it, and they'll explain it to you, every player's position. So.
Yes.
Rugby knowers and non-knowers, it's for both people.
Cool, and it's a nice, clean interface, easy to use. And I kind of
like you said, download it and uninstall it later.
Later. Now, just one small thing. We talked about a month ago. I talked to you about this App Store hack, Apple hack, and the more information has come to the fore, and not so much for us because it's mostly Chinese apps that were affected, but WeChat is built by a Chinese company.
I don't have WeChat, but for those that do have WeChat.
But for those that have WeChat.
Okay, what should they know?
You must have the latest version. There's one specific version, version 6.2.5, that had this sort of hacked, calling it a virus.
Yeah.
But it was compromised. So make sure you've got the latest version of the WeChat software so you don't have this old version that could, you know, steal your information.
Potentially just like mess up your phone.
Exactly. So make sure you update to the latest version.
Okay, cool.
One last thing. It's time for exams. Getting closer to it, closer and closer. The time
I think
is
a couple of my friends already have started the test and stuff.
Exactly. So I just want to shout out to to all the students. Good luck.
Mark is in the building sending shout outs.
But specifically on all the information that is available. Yeah. You know, we don't have to go to the this and that to find the paper-based version. There's at least three sources I can tell you today. There's the Issue Facilities app. So you go on your app store for Apple and iPhone and you go search for SU Facilities or just Stellenbosch University and you'll find the apps. That shows your exam location, exam timetable, so you can get all your exam information quick and easy.
I love it. Mark just hooking you up.
Yeah, and then the second one is the m.sun@ac.za. Go to m.sun@ac.za. There's a mobile version of our portal to find information. And then if you can't remember that, go to my.sun@ac.za.
Listen, I think you guys should just tweet all of those information.
Definitely
IT Stellen Uni on Twitter. But shout out to Mark for coming in.
We're in a radio station. I have to shout out something.
We do Bits and Bytes every Wednesday, 3:15, right here on Lunch at Leslie.
It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT department. Follow them on Twitter @ITStellenUni.